All right, turn to Luke 12:48. I know we just have a few more minutes, and all I'm going to do is give us one little challenge here based on this trip. One thing that that hit me over and over was how blessed we are and how much of the Word of God that we have been given to us. And going to a church there in Malawi that had so little of the teaching of the Word of God, you know, they really had to find it themselves. Probably in the church there were probably 10 people that actually had a Bible. And, you know, probably every person in here has at least one Bible. And then a couple other ones probably sitting on the shelf. And so what a privilege that we have to have that steady teaching of the Word of God by someone who's, you know, has given their life to teach the Word of God. And so we have been given so much. So I want to just point out this verse and challenge our thinking just for the last couple of minutes. Luke 12, verse 48, the second part of the verse. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. And the thought crossed my mind many times. What am I doing with the privileges and the opportunities that I have? Am I using them to the fullest fullest potential? And each one of us here tonight been given so much. We've been given the Word of God, the most important thing. We've been taught the truth, and the faith, you could say, has been passed on to us. And we have so much to be thankful for. This isn't even considering the physical aspect, you know, just the fact that we have toilets and that we have running water. So many things to be thankful for. But think of the spiritual aspect here. All the things that we've been given and entrusted with. What is your attitude tonight towards all the things that you've been given? You know what? We can really take it flippantly and lightly, all the things that we've been given. This from a spiritual perspective, the salvation we have, the truth, the teaching of the Word of God, all the things that we've been given that have been entrusted to us. What is your attitude tonight towards those things? And as a young person growing up in a Christian school or in an environment where you're taught the Word of God, do you value those spiritual things? You know, I guarantee it, there's people over there in Malawi who couldn't even dream of all the things that you have from a spiritual perspective. Now, they have the Word of God, and they can study it, and we really challenge them to, you know what, the most important thing you could get is the Bible. And, you know, it's going to be a big sacrifice. You know, you feel bad and say, man, they're going to have to work a couple months to just save up enough to get a Bible. And you're like, wow, why don't I just give them $5 and they can go get one? But they need to have that sense of ownership and desire. And we really challenge them, you know what, you need to do everything you can to get a Bible because that's the most important thing. And here we have so many Bibles and we have it so readily available. And what are we doing with it? Do we take seriously the times when the Word of God is open, our times in the morning when we can open up God's Word freely and just study the Word of God? So what is your attitude to all these blessings and privileges? And then what are you doing with those privileges? What are you doing with them? Are you getting the most out of them? And it's a real simple thought, but it's something that we take for granted. All the spiritual blessings we have, what are we doing with them? Every time you come and hear the Word of God preach, you're hearing things that some people will never hear. I mean, they'll read it in their Bible maybe, but to have that teaching and that preaching on a regular basis is something that they just don't have. And so we have been given much, and there's going to be much required of us. And so what is your attitude tonight towards all the things that you've been given from a spiritual perspective? Do you take it flippantly, lightly, it's not a valuable thing? Or is it something that's very valuable? And realize that, wow, I have something entrusted to me that so many people don't have, haven't been given to them. And so it was just a constant reminder to me. I told myself, you know, I'm never going to complain about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because, I mean, they would think that's a butter burger, you know, or some great thing. And we take so many things for granted, but especially we take for granted the spiritual truths and the spiritual understanding that we have. And we ought not to be doing that. And things like this, it's good for people, Christians, to travel over there. I hope sometimes you all can get on a trip to go to Malawi or somewhere where you can see how much you have. And it makes you really thankful for what God has done in your life, and it makes you value what you do have. And it's a simple challenge tonight. But unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask for more. One day we'll stand before God on judgment day, and he will evaluate what we've done with our lives and the spiritual truths that we've been given. And I think some of us are going to be ashamed that we had so much potential, we had so many privileges, so many opportunities, and we did very little with them. So I challenge you tonight, what's your attitude towards all the blessings and the privileges that God has given you, especially the spiritual ones that are eternal? Don't just throw them aside. Don't just waste all the truths that you've been given. You know, some of us know so much from maybe an intellectual standpoint. But how is that affecting our life? We ought to be taking that so seriously, and just the simple truths of God's word, how are we responding to those? So it's a simple challenge, but it was one that I was confronted with when I saw these people who were poor physically, but in a spiritual sense, they could get just as much as us. And but so many things to be thankful for, and I trust that seeing those pictures today will just encourage you to pray and be reminded of that the Lord is working. It's so easy to get caught up in our bubble and think the world is all revolves around, you know, our part of the world. But it's such a big world, and there's so many needy people. And I was just struck with the fact, every time we go up and down this road, we'd pass thousands of people each time. And I was thinking, you know, it would be so easy. And we did. We did a number of times, to stand out there and pass out tracts. And for many of the first time, they've been confronted with the gospel or the word of God. So what a tremendous opportunity we have, and just right around us. And I trust that the Lord will continue to call people from this church around the world. I mean, it's neat to be in places where our missionaries are at and to see how they're affecting their countries. And it's really a neat thing. So do pray for our missionaries and pray for the country of Malawi. So let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for all the spiritual blessings that you've given us, the privileges. Lord, we even thank you that the poorest people can have all the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus, Lord, and that you are the one who in you is all the spiritual blessings. And Lord, we have you, and that is such a wonderful thing. Help us not to take the things we have in a spiritual sense for granted, and to really use them and apply them and take full advantage of them, Lord, because there will come a day when we will be a judge, Lord, based on how we use these things. So with Nathan and Laura, I pray, as they're in Malawi and as they're ministering with those people, would you give them insight and wisdom on how to help them and lead them? And Lord, I just pray that you would do a great work there in that city, and that many, many souls would come to Christ in the days ahead, Lord, as you continue to work there. Give that church a vision to reach their community and their country and the world. And Lord, that you would raise up, even in spite of American Christianity, Lord, just not doing their part, I pray that you'd raise up others around the world who will take the gospel to their countries and their regions. And so, again, Lord, thank you so much. I pray that this challenge about what we're doing with the spiritual things would be taken seriously, and that we would be grateful for it. In Jesus' name, amen.